Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good tweet here from Julio the Comandante. How about that name? He says, how are you going to be on hold for 30 minutes to talk radio just to suggest the Commanders should trade Carson Wentz for Roquan Smith? Ha ha, oh man, I love football season on Sports Talk Radio. It's pretty strong. Waiting to hear from our guy Mike Jones here in just moment or two. Who? I think, did you get to watch any football from around the league? I want to do a kind of a league roundup tomorrow.
Yeah, watch some stuff.
Commanders specific. How was your weekend?
Weekend was great, man. I just did the show. And then, you know, when my baby girl requests something, I got to make sure it happens.
Yeah, so we were going to the casino, and I was trying to get you to come Saturday night. Went and saw Bees, and I called you when I got to the truck after, and you were like, man, I can't do it. I've been told I have to cook crabs.
Well, basically, yeah. And I got half a bushel of jumbos, and then I got another dozen and a half extra large, and went home and cooked it up. And then my buddy came over, Ryan, and he had cooked 10 pounds of shrimp already, boiled them. It was, spicy, good. We kind of finished them up last night, though, when we got back from then I had to take her to Norfolk to move into her apartment. That was a whole nother ball of wax.
Oh, when did you drove Saturday morning down there?
Sunday morning.
Oh, okay. How was that?
Bleep you Thursday, I'll talk about 95 North.
You want a new stadium in Dumfries?
And then I may talk about that damn apartment complex, too.
Oh, well, you have to you take the stairs or something?
Oh,
you,
no.
You get a good workout in?
No, you just people don't understand what a contract states.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm excited for Bleep You Thursday then. it's worth addressing here. I don't know that fans caught a ton of this or what. Obviously, last week there was a brouhaha. We do have – all right, let's go to Mike now. Remind me, I got to speak. I was one of a number of reporters that got to talk to Jason Wright Saturday morning. Right now, though, let's get to the BetQL guest line. Download the BetQL app and beat the books. Talk to our friend Mike Jones from USA Today. Mike, what's going on, man? Thank you for making some time with us.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good, Mike.
We're good.
Let's start here, Jonesy, because I sat next to you in the press box. I know that – you were taking in that Commanders game. We've been doing kind of the best and the worst from that game. What did you think was the best thing you saw from the Commanders?
I mean, I didn't, like, overreact a whole lot. I mean, I thought it was great that you'd see that they have some, improved depth along their offensive line, I think. I think depth at running back. Looks like Robinson's going to be a nice addition to there. Felt like Carson Wentz had a decent amount of time. I mean, obviously he didn't light it up, but he wasn't under a whole lot of pressure. He had time to throw. I thought that it was a good thing. As far as worst, Gibson fumbling again, I think probably was the worst thing that stood out, because that's something that was a problem last year and looks like it's still a problem now.
Mike, you travel around the country, and Mike Jones, USA Today, Mike gets to cover all teams. Would you say that protecting the football is the one thing you hear consistently from every coach?
Oh, yeah. That's, like, number one. You have to take care of the football. If you do not take care of the football, then you're putting the ball in the hands of the opposing team. And so that's something that everybody, every head coach, every assistant coach, everybody preaches, no matter what team and what level you're on.
Mike, kind of defensively, because I agree with you. By and large, you know, kind of the starting offense, they didn't look dynamic by any stretch, but I thought they looked decent, and I thought it was smart of Ron to keep them on the field for that third drive. The starting defense, though, is kind of my biggest concern, and it's
right.
carrying over from last year, just their inability to get third down stops. What do you think of this defensive group and maybe specifically the linebackers, because they seem to be a trouble spot again?
Yeah, you know, it's still early. They're still, you know, working on putting things together, but I agree with you that it's something that they've got to get shored up. And I didn't see a whole lot out of that defense that really made me feel like, okay, this unit is improved. Now, again, I have not seen them every single day through training camp. I saw them in that game, and the starting defense wasn't on the field for a whole, you know, extended period. So you kind of like try to reserve judgment there, but there definitely are questions. Can they get pressure on the quarterback, especially on third downs? Can they force turnovers? And we didn't see that. You know, Baker Mayfield, really the only reason why they didn't wind up scoring a touchdown that last drive is because his receiver ran the wrong way. But he was 3 for 3 on his first three third down attempts. And then Sam Darnold, you know, he scored a touchdown when he got on the field right away. So, yeah, the defense definitely has some areas to work on.
Mike, you've probably seen every team in the NFC East. And I think when you look at this offense, and I think we ought to take a step offensively and defensively. When you look at it, what team you think is going to give us the most issues?
In the NFC East, I'm very curious. I still want to see more of Jalen Hurts, but when you have a running quarterback like that, that'll put pressure on you. Dallas, they've got, you know, injuries at the wide receiver position, so I'm not as high on them as what I was. Not really worried. I mean, you got to worry about everybody, but the Giants, I don't think. But so I think that Jalen Hurts, if he can put it together and the receivers that he has, that is definitely the team that can put pressure on you. Because he can extend plays. They also have big play wide receivers, so that's putting pressure on your front and your secondary, which has definitely got question marks about that.
I wanted to zoom out a little and go to a guy you know well and a team that's really good. We're talking with our friend Mike Jones, USA Today. You can follow him on Twitter at @ByMikeJones. Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers, I think, are one of the most interesting teams to watch this year because they've been so good for a while now, and they're making a major change to go with Trey Lance. I saw this quote from Peter King on Kyle Shanahan. It said, "What sucks is when you're learning how to play and you're not there yet. How do you not get worse sometimes when that pressure's on and you need to go through the growing pains?" How do you think things shake out for Trey Lance and the Niners this year?
Well, I was out there for training camp, sat down with Kyle and Trey and Trent Williams, old buddy of the Redskins. And
that's great.
Everybody knows that he's going to go through some growing pains. They're not asking him to be the savior right now. They just want him to put them in position to win games. Just give us a chance and we'll take care of the rest is exactly what Trent Williams told me. Kyle said that, look, yeah, just similar to what he told Peter King is that, like, we know that, hey, we're definitely taking a gamble right here, but the payoff can be really good because we see potential in this kid, and you've got to start at some point, and you've got to grow, and you've got to go through those pains. But if you can minimize your mistakes, you learn from those mistakes, you don't make the same mistakes twice, then they feel like they have a chance. They love his athleticism. They love his versatility. And I'm not saying that he could be a Patrick Mahomes in year one MVP guy, but they definitely feel like he can make an impact even though he's still learning as he goes.
I think yesterday you watch him though, but four or five, 97 right. yards, he threw a touchdown. He looked a little bit more decisive to me in that game than he looked any chance he got before.
Yeah, because he's seen it all before, you know. There's a lot that he learned last year both by playing in those three or four games and by watching. And now having gone through the whole OTAs, that offense that's tailored to him, not Jimmy Garoppolo, I think he's feeling more comfortable. And he also really trusts his teammates. He said this, "I've got so many veterans around me, I don't have to do it all. I just have to really put them in position to make the plays." And so he's got the right mindset. He's not trying to be a hero. He's just trying to do what's asked of him.
It's going to be interesting out west, and then obviously you've got the Rams as the defending Super Bowl champs. Who do you like in the NFC? People say that, you know, the NFC is a little down, and I think if Brady had retired, the power would really have shifted to the AFC. But as you look around the league this time of year, are there any surprises for you out there? Anything you think, like, what do the Packers look like now that they don't have Devontae Adams? Like, are there any shifts you could see happen?
Well, they still have the one guy that really matters. It's Aaron Rodgers. He won games without Devontae Adams last year, you know, several years when he was out or hurt or whatever. So I still think you got to watch them. Still think you got to watch the Rams. Again, I think that, you know, the Bucs are going to be right up there. But you just never know when there's going to be a drop-off for Tom Brady because he's in uncharted territory. But I also think that the 49ers, those are basically the four teams in the NFC that I'm thinking are really going to have a real chance to come out and contend for a Super Bowl.
Mike, I look at games in preseason, and I start wondering what's the things that we have to work on. Andy Reid doesn't shy away from getting his team ready, not necessarily worrying about your team. And I understand Ron Rivera was on his staff, but what is it defensively Washington has to be concerned about trying to go up against that offense? We all talk, the defense look a little slow. I mean, they don't look as like they improved. Going against that high-powered offense, what do they have to be prepared for?
Well, they need health. So they once they get Chase Young back out on the field, I think that'll also change some things. And then you really need a strong secondary because they've got they don't have Tyreek Hill anymore, but they have a lot of different guys that they can send at you. That, you know, now it's not just him and Kelce. You've got Juju Smith-Schuster. You've got Alan Lazard. You got Nicole Hardman. So I think your secondary really has got to be up to par, and you've got to be able to put pressure on the quarterback. And so that's what I really want to see out of this Washington defense before we know if they can go toe-to-toe with some of the high-powered offenses in the league.
Dude, so B. Mitch does not – I don't think you agree with me on this one, B. I weirdly have a ton of confidence in the Vikings this year, Jonesy. I think Kevin O'Connell's going to get up there, and I think – that team hated Mike Zimmer so much. I think there's just going to be this, like, breath of fresh air. I love their offensive weapons. I think Kirk can get it done when in a more QB-friendly scheme. You think I'm nuts to – I believe the Vikings are going to win the NFC North.
I think you already drank that bottle that that guy dropped off for you.
Yeah, do you agree with B?
I mean, we've seen a lot of Kirk Cousins, man. He's been in quarterback-friendly schemes before. And, there's always a moment. I mean, he did get him to the playoffs a couple years ago. But his body of work suggests that he's going to be just not quite enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm weirdly – I mean, these are guys I know and you know, Mike. I think KOC and I think – I like Wes Phillips trying to – I mean, Wes is such like a calm, chilled out dude. Maybe I'm crazy. Let's go out to the AFC West, which is going to be a blast. Who do you like coming out of that AFC West?
I still, again, you know, until somebody proves they can knock off the Chiefs, I still say the Chiefs. Now, Denver's going to be interesting with Russell Wilson. And then obviously Justin Herbert and the Chargers are interesting. We'll see about the Raiders. It's going to be a really fun and compelling division, I think. But for right now, I still give it to the Chiefs.
It is definitely compelling. I mean, those games, like late afternoon, watching those games will be awesome. Let's bring it all the way back to Washington. Do you think there's more pressure on Ron this year, and do you think that could actually lead to a good season? Or we've seen DC kind of take over things, and you've got a quarterback like Carson Wentz that has struggled in other areas kind of dealing with the off-the-field stuff. How do you think it all shakes out for the Commanders in their first season?
I do think that Ron is under a good bit of pressure. I think that that's part of the reason probably why he got rid of Sam Mills. I think that, you know, he's like, look, we really have to have the best coming out of this defensive front. That keys our whole defense. We can't go with if we're still seeing problems from last year, we got to take some drastic measures. And a lot of people have been like, huh, I've not seen a defensive line coach fired in the middle of training camp. But Ron felt the need to do it. I think he knows he has to win. And so it's going to be interesting. I do think they've got a lot of weapons on offense. I think Carson Wentz is going to be better than what people expect. And so I think that Washington has a good chance to be in that 9 to 10 game range. I don't know about winning the division, but there's questions about every single team. So it's up for grabs. But I think that you will see improvement from what we saw last year.
I think you really better hope so. And then kind of zooming out a little bit, like, you're a guy that grew up here. I believe you were a Redskin fan growing up. Your family was Redskins fans. What did you make of the first day of Commanders football? Just kind of getting used to it and seeing it, seeing new uniforms, seeing the signage all over the stadium. I know for me it was like, oh, this really has happened now.
Yeah, it was just interesting. You know, I didn't know. I don't know what to make of it yet, you know. The uniforms didn't look bad. It was surprising kind of seeing, you know, people with brand new Commanders jerseys out there in the stands already. I think I'm kind of, and talking to my brother who still is a fan, you know, he's still kind of like, I'm not going to get overly excited, you know, because you're kind of a little bit stung by years of disappointment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see. The jury's still out. If they can go out there and be competitive this year, then I think that fan base will come back. But, man, I tell you, there was no traffic going to the stadium. There's weeds growing up out of the cracks of the parking lot. It didn't look like, a great, you know, wow, great new era. But hopefully maybe on the field it will be, even though the rest of the stadium looked pretty shabby.
Yeah, Mike, I'm saying I'm taking the wait-and-see approach. And I think by looking at the stands and things of that nature, it's a lot of people doing that. Because we know if the team starts playing well, people are going to come back. But I think it's gonna take them playing well before people start coming back in droves.
Exactly. I agree with you. You know, it's a show me, you know, and then the bandwagon will be fired back up again if they start stringing together some wins.
Yep.
Jonesy, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you very much. It sounds like you're traveling. Safe travels, dude.
Have a good one.
All right, man.
All right. That's our guy, Mike Jones, USA Today. You can follow him on Twitter at @ByMikeJones. When we come back, I want to talk exactly what me, B, and Jonesy just talked about. Let's not talk about the linebackers and if Sam Howell's the next Lamar Jackson. Let's pause that for a moment. Let's talk about the first ever Commanders game. Let's talk about the uniforms. Let's talk about the end zones. Let's talk about that fight song. Let's talk about that stadium that they're going to be in another 5 years and have shown a reluctance to spend any real money on. Let's talk about the game day experience. My take might be a little different than what some are expecting. I'm going to tell you what I saw that I really found encouraging. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now's the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook if you haven't already. Get in on the action early this season. Right now, new customers get their first bet match with up to $250 in free bets guaranteed. There are so many NFL future bets out there, you could probably pick some of anything. The one I'll try and pick is, will Carson Wentz and the Commanders beat the 8.5 win total? If you're truly a believer, you think so. Other people are still doubting it because they're not totally in it. As I look at the games, I say, will they win a division? That's plus 500. Small bet, if they happen to win it, can get you a nice big chunk of change. You can even start building out same-game parlays. Join now with promo code Brian and get your first bet match with up to $250 in free bets. That's up to $250 in free bets, win or lose. There's no better place to get ready for football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. That's promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Make sure you put the I-A-N and you can get your discount. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gambler.
12:30 on Monday. It's kind of a football Monday, man. I don't think you can call this a victory Monday. I don't think you can call it a misery Monday. It's preseason. You can't be living and dying with the preseason. But they did play. We can sure talk about it. B, I wanna get out from the game a little and get more to – this was the first time we ever saw the Commanders on the field. And we were used to the Redskins for a really long time. And honestly, I kind of got used to the Washington football team. And I didn't mind it. The only things I minded were – there was no real nickname. It was kind of a mouthful. There was no real song. Commanders is still kind of a mouthful. There's still not really a nickname. I wonder. So a number of like off-field kind of team brand stuff happened this weekend. They played the new fight song for the first time. Landfill's going to play that for us. They also announced that there's going to be a vote for a new mascot. B, tell me if you agree with this. In my opinion, they've never had a mascot. Do you, like, when you played for them, was there something you would consider a mascot?
Not necessarily. I just think that what we really cared about was, listen, like, I know the team, the Redskins and all back in the day, but I didn't go around there getting excited if I saw Chiefs. He was my buddy, you know? But I just love seeing Chief Z. It didn't make me want to play harder or for anything because sure. I saw him. You know, I played for the pride and passion of that organization. And ultimately, once you get into it, you're playing for your friends, you know, your teammates, your coaches, your family, really. So I know when people start making all this noise about the mascot and things like that, I never was really concerned about that. But you watch the way I played, I gave everything I had every time. And I think that's the ultimate thing. If you're winning, you start loving something. People will start loving it. If you're not, they keep talking about what they don't like.
I hear you. I don't have anything to say I do or don't like at this point. They didn't have a mascot for a long time because I wouldn't say Chief Z was the mascot. No,
they didn't have one.
Yeah, they just didn't have one. Yeah. I think mascots really are for kids. Like, you bring a little kid to the game, they're excited to go see the mascot. I think adults and stuff, it's kind of just something that's there. And the Commander said they're going to introduce a mascot this year. And you know what? You got a new name and kind of new uniforms, kind of new everything. It's all kind of new, right? And I'm okay with the mascot. So, I know that you're not watching this stuff like I am. Do you know the four options for the new Commander's mascot, B?
You said a new what?
There are four options that fans get to vote on for the new Commanders mascot. Are you aware of the four options?
I'm not aware of it. I know you and I, you asked for the hog with a mustache.
I want a hog.
With a tank. And that I kind of like that, but I really think that it's going to be nothing until the team starts winning.
I don't know, man. If you go to the 800 people that are going to Nats games right now, I think the kids would rather get their picture taken with Screech. Is it Screech at Caps games? Who's at the Nats? I think it's Screech. I think they'd rather get their picture with Screech than whoever's playing second base. Anyway, here are your votes. Here are your options. Hog, which is undoubtedly my selection. Hog, dog, historical figure, or superhero. If Brian Mitchell was voting, who are you voting for?
Hog, who else?
Hog, dog, historical figure, or superhero?
Hog.
I think hog is the pick, and I think if they get a hog mascot, like the University of Arkansas are the Razorbacks, right? But everybody just calls them the Hogs. Maybe that's the path to a reasonable nickname for this team, is that they're the Washington Commanders, certainly, but we'll just call them the Hogs because the Hogs are their most famous group of players, and they got a hog mascot.
Yeah.
I do want to know Landfill's opinion on the mascot. Landfill, are you going hog, dog, historical figure, or superhero?
I would avoid historical figures and dogs, so I guess superhero would be my go-to. I don't know what I feel like the command force, a superhero should lead the command force.
I mean, but that's the thing about it, though. The superhero is going to represent what? Because they said they wanted to keep some basis of the pride and the city and all. What superhero came from the Washington, D.C. area?
I'm kind of with you, B. Like, it's also they're putting command into everything. Like, just watching kind of the branding and the signage, it was like, command your soda with Pepsi, and you know what I mean. Like, we don't have to shoehorn this new name into everything. I think the superhero would be kind of shoehorning that. The historical figure would be kind of interesting, because it's worked really well for the Nats, where they got, you know, Teddy Roosevelt and George Washington run around. I don't know that you need to try to emulate that. And I think because you just had to change the name because of history, I just don't think that's the right path to walk down. But we'll see, man. I think the mascot voting is going to go on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to play the new fight song for you, B. Because they seemed a little like they're still figuring it out. Hey, it was preseason for all of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I was on TV and I wasn't looking at the camera because I got hit by a football. It's preseason for all of us. But they seemed to not know when to play the fight song, because when they scored that first touchdown, they didn't play it. And I think they were waiting for the extra point. But then they missed the extra point, so then they just didn't play it. But it was kind of – we were all waiting for it, and it never came. But eventually they played it. Landfill, you have the fight song. Is this the official one, or is this recorded from a tweet?
A recorded from a tweet.
Well, let's give credit to whoever the tweeter is.
Hog Farmer Keith.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Brian. Your thoughts.
I heard some of the new and some of the old. I think they tried to slow it down a little bit instead of playing it at the same speed. But it's going to take some time. That's basically what it is. I didn't expect it to be perfect the first time.
If they're up 42-0 on Jacksonville week one, people are going to love that damn song.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's weird because, like, when they did play it, it sounded weird. There's, like, a lot of trumpets going.
Yeah.
It's, like, a little jazzier. I don't know the right way to describe this stuff. I'm no musician. But it definitely isn't the old song, but it is certainly reminiscent of the old song. Bickle went crazy about this morning on the Junks, and there's actually a good article. I assume Blue Shorts wrote this. I haven't seen Blue Shorts in like 4 years. I think he's very, very COVID conscious. But I think there's a good article on 106.7 The Fan that relayed all of EB's comments about this. They're in a pickle, man, because they're trying to keep the past but move forward. And I would say that I don't know that they accomplished it with the song, but if they start winning and they figure out when to play it and how they're going to play it, I think everybody will be into it. My only complaint, it's a little bit slow.
Yeah, it slowed it down. And I think
I don't know that you want a slow thing there.
Yeah, you want to make it more hype because it's a hype moment.
Right. It's like the excitement in that stadium, and I want to give credit for this sincerely, and I said this on the air with you, B, is the crowd that was there was into it. People were enjoying that game. And like when Sam Howell throws that 2-point conversion, folks were hyped. The people that stayed for that whole game were really excited late. I thought it was a fun vibe and a fun crowd. You might have to make the song a little punchier, but at the same time, I mean, Fly Eagles Flies, I mean, Landfill, I know that's your jam. It's pretty slow, and it's not the punchiest song, and that thing bumps in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
But they've been doing it forever. TCB on Twitter says it sounds like big band music from the 20s and 30s. I kind of agree. I'll open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Did you hear the new song? What'd you think? And what do you think of a mascot? Hog, dog, superhero, or historical figure?
I want to ask you, wait, the dog. How does the dog fit into this?
I mean, the same way superhero does. They're just
I'm being totally honest with you. It's like, how does the dog fit into it in any way?
I think they all suck except for the hogs. Just give us a hog in a commander suit, calling them Commander something.
Anybody got a dog named Commander?
No.
Biden does.
Joe Biden
does?
Yeah,
Biden does. Yeah, he did that.
Okay, he already has a dog in the White House named Commander. Leave it at that.
I like this. Our guy Corn Liquor that makes alcoholic popcorn tweeted me. Said the new mascot should be a hog.
Alcohol infused popcorn.
The new mascot should be a hog called Boss Hog. I love that. Maybe you can't do anything that relates to the Dukes of Hazzard because wasn't the bad guy's name Boss Hog?
Boss Hog was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like the dude.
Jefferson
that,
Davis
yeah,
Hog.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so maybe we can't have Boss Hog if they're worried about that. But give me something equivalent of a Boss Hog. Give me General Hog or whatever.
Commander
I think
it's
gotta Hog. Be Hog.
Commander yeah. Hog.
We got a break. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Mascots, songs. I actually want to hear from Jeff Walker on the song because Jeff's a legit musician and knows that world well. I'm curious what he thinks about the new song. That is definitely...
What about the song Jeff will be making for us?
Yeah, remember there was a training... If there's not one for week one, Jeff, I am never requesting a song. In fact, if there's not a song for week one, you won't get to make another song for us. We're coming right back. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Don't go.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch presses. All right, this is a full stop to presses situation. This dude, Matthew Bishop. I don't know Matthew Bishop.
Huh?
You can follow him on Twitter at Bishop Matthew.
I think I've seen him before.
He responded to Bickle. So 106.7 The Fan on Twitter posted a story of EB not liking the new fight song. EB quote tweeted it with just three poop emojis, which was pretty funny. This dude, Matthew Bishop, responded with a video of the version of Fight for the Hail to the Commanders that they played before the band. This was pregame. This is when they announced the new song. They had like a professional singer doing this. Mm-hmm. I missed this. This must have been while I was leaving the field to get up to the press box. I want to be clear that the actual singing is great. The woman's a talented singer. Have you watched this yet, B?
No.
Oh, boy. I hope everyone's seated, and I hope everybody listens to this. Landfill, hit me. All right, Landfill, I think that's plenty. Thank
kinda
you.
Sound it sounds like, and I hate saying this, as a young kid, I grew up in a Baptist church, went to a lot of funerals, and it sounds just like a song being sung at a funeral. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being as honest as I can. It's too damn slow. You need to pick that pace up. Because when you say fight, when you come into the runner pass a score, what the hell are we going to – you going to sing that slow? Run or pass?
Now, I think that was just like kind of an emotional unveiling of the song. It definitely wasn't that slow later.
But the song was played slow still later. It was not played with a beat.
Landfill, is line two is a person that's the director of the singers? Is that accurate?
I guess.
Let's go to line two. I believe this is Reese in Fairfax. Reese, how do you do?
Yep, that's me.
What's your role, Reese? Are you with the team now, or you were with the team before?
No. I was with the team until Snyder got rid of all of us.
Okay.
They
gotcha.
In the heyday, Brian, when you were playing, if you remember, the band was down in the corner, and then we had a pro band. It was called. It was like a dance band, and we had singers. They started out when they came from Boston to Washington. The wife of the owner said, "You need more than just a football team out here." They used to have the National Symphony out playing, and
Reese, I appreciate the historical version here. Thank you, Reese. I just want to hear what you thought of the song. Let's go to Brent in Leesburg. What's up, Brent?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Hey, B. Mitch, just side note, Alto Plaza, that was your bartender, top four, way back in the day.
Oh, man.
Remember me?
Love that
Long
spot.
Long Island Iced Tea, baby. Long Island Iced Tea. That was you, but which was right on that thing. That was a secret. Anyway,
what'd you think,
JP? Oh, dude. I mean, I kind of threw up in my mouth a little bit, JP, just a little. But here's the deal, man. Like you said, BMS, you stole my thunder. That song made me want to, like a funeral. I felt like I was at a funeral. I felt like it was terrible. I mean, these guys, JP, I almost feel like you're sticking up for them a little bit, and I know you're not, but I kind of feel like you are. I mean, call it what it is. That song, like Fly Eagles Fly, JP.
Here's all I'm saying, Brett.
Years ago,
here's all I'm saying.
You hated that song. I hate that song.
I don't like Fly Eagles Fly. I'm saying if they get really if the offense is bombing the ball down the field, people are going to sing whatever the song is. I also think it's important to point out the video, the audio we just played is not what it sounded like when they finally played it.
There you go again.
It was a little bit faster.
Sticking up for him. There you go again. Sticking up for him. Here's the other thing. That stupid mascot, JP, you remember Tecmo Bowl? That's what we're talking about, brother. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, helmets in, like, Pee Wee football. Like, this is a – you know what I'm saying? What is this? This is a comedy show, and it gets worse every time they come out with something. Every time.
Thank you for the call. I've heard it all. I hope everybody in Ashburn that listens to the program just heard Brent say that I'm sticking up for them because there are people over there that would disagree with you. I got this tweet from Jay Carter. He says, Commander Hog would be fire, and you combine the superhero with the hog. How about that?
I mean, but what are you going to – is he going to be a superhero? What does he need to put on to be a – he needs a cape? I think
I've seen a hog with a cape on.
Yeah, superheroes normally have capes on. I don't need a cape on. All I need is, since he's a commander, he's a put some type of uniform on, like a military uniform. Give him his cigar, and he comes in with a he got to have some muscles and a mean face. That's superhero enough. Like the Incredible Damn Hulk. He's just green and muscular. Give me a burgundy and gold skinned guy, and he can be muscular. But he probably can't do that. Burgundy and gold can't do that no more. But just make the dude out of somebody and let him be tough. Now, when you start bringing in a Hulk, make him a Hulk. He doesn't have to be one color or not. He's a damn Hulk. Okay? So whatever he is, and just keep moving forward. Instead of trying to make this thing too damn difficult, listen, if I had to give one bit of advice to anybody, I'd say when you start doing stuff, don't overthink it. Because when you're over, just be simple. That little thing, kiss, keep it simple, stupid. Everybody needs to just kiss. And I guarantee you this, they'll get a much better idea of what's going on. We're trying to overthink this thing.
I think there's some overthinking happening.
It's too much. You know, because, like, listen, man, it's not that damn difficult. But ultimately, win football games. That will get everything to change up quicker than you want it to change up.
B, hell of a question here. This is from the guy's Twitter account is just at Bernard Dan Snyder. when we talk about animals, are we talking about real animals? Like, if they have a real hog on the sideline,
that'd be a problem.
Cool. I think it'd be kind of cool.
It might be cool, but you got to get
LSU has that real tiger.
Yeah,
is serious business.
I would say this. Okay, I grew up in that area. LSU tiger lives way better than all of us. That damn cage that he lives in.
Is his name Mike?
Mike the tiger. And all the food that he's eating, he's like Mike 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever now. But that thing is well over $2, $3 million. That habitat he lives in might be about $5 million. He has air conditioning, he has food galore, and they got speakers in that thing. I mean, microphones. So when he roars,
like it's chilling.
When Mike roars, when the other team is getting off the bus, you damn sure hear it because they got speakers everywhere around it to scare the hell out of you. So
I vote a real hog.
But you gotta,
I don't know if that's possible.
You have to get a train one though, and that's the thing about it. Like, you know,
I do not know how to train a hog. I'll be honest.
Florida State and even Denver with the horse. Someone is riding that horse, and that horse is kind of trained. A pig? A hog?
Thinking about the NFL, Denver has that horse. Are there any other live animals in the NFL? Like, there's
don't
not
the
a real
Seahawks,
ram at
the
Rams
Seahawks,
games.
Don't the Seahawks have the bird fly, and it comes back and land on the arm of the person?
Yeah. And I've seen a real eagle at
Eagles
games.
Eagles done that, too. where the, if he flies out and he comes back and he lands, better have the leather thing on or he'll been to pick your arm off.
If they go dog, which I don't think they will, I think they're obviously going hog and they're just trying to get internet engagement, frankly. But I think if they go dog, I love that dog they have at Tennessee, like Smokey or whatever his name is. I mean, I like that kind of hound dog.
Isn't the Dalmatian they have at Tennessee, something like that?
Nah, it's more of like a hound dog looking, like a tick hound or something. Need, I don't know, dude. If anybody knows how to train a hog to work the sideline,
dude, they train everything for movies, dude. All animals can be trained.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Phone lines, song, mascot, hogs, dogs, commanders,
they
superheroes.
Train me, you, and Jeff. Any animal can be trained.
Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.